Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. The Interior Department plans to spend $4 million in the section of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge where petroleum drilling may be allowed. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says the spending will be part of the nearly $5.9 million approved in Alaska for a critical U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service infrastructure. The wilderness area has little infrastructure. The department says money will be spent to improve existing facilities, construct outbuildings, and support heightened levels of activity. The fee for cruise ship passengers traveling into Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve will increase next year. The Juneau Empire reports the permit fee for each passenger for the next decade will increase from $5 to $8.28. The current permit fee has been in use since 2009. The new rate was set as the National Park Service sent out a request for proposals to cruise ship companies seeking to gain access to the park for 2019 to 2029. About 80% of the money collected from the permits, which amounted to about $5.5 million last year, supports the park's upkeep. Of about the 550,000 people who visited the park last year, the Park Service says more than 330,000 arrived by cruise ship. One of the world's largest cruise companies plans to buy a railroad used to carry summer tourists between Skagway and Carcross in the Yukon. Carnival Corporation announced yesterday that it plans to buy the White Pass and Yukon Route rail and port operations from Ontario-based TWC Enterprises. TWC says the deal is worth $290 million with debt, taxes, and other liabilities to be deducted. The deal is expected to close July 31st and includes over 67 miles of railway, a port, a gift shop, and other real estate in Skagway. Carnival also signed an agreement with Alaska-based Survey Point Holdings, which would manage the route's terminal operations. Native hunters will not be prosecuted after they used harpoons and guns last year to kill a protected gray whale that strayed from the North Pacific into a western Alaska river. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration launched an investigation into the unauthorized July kill last year after the massive animal strayed into the Kuskokwim River near the Yupik village of Napaskiak. The 37-foot whale was cut up for distribution among natives in several villages. A Colorado man who worked as an Alaska master hunting guide has been sentenced to 30 days in jail and fined $35,000 for hunting violations. Alaska state troopers say Thomas Shankster of Aurora, Colorado, pled guilty Monday in Aniak to two counts of aiding in the commission of a violation and two counts of failure to report violations. Four charges were dropped as part of a plea agreement. Troopers say he wasted moose or caribou five times, twice failed to report violations by his assistant, and falsified a record claiming that game meat had been salvaged. Weather forecast calls for showers for this weekend, high about 60 degrees.